The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Howdy, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 5th of March, 2019. All the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, we're going to get you caught up on right now. In about 5 minutes, as always. We all know the Apple TV streaming service is coming with original content. The ones, however, though, that are making the content have about had it up to here with Apple. Yeah, from what we're hearing on the inside, Apple's been pretty dang difficult when dealing with all of their projects. At least according to Hollywood agents and producers that are currently working with Apple. So what has Apple been doing? Well, according to them, people like Tim Cook been pretty intrusive. One of the biggest complaints is actually involving numerous notes that Apple have been sending streaming partners as they watch each show and then contribute their opinion. Other people are saying there's been lack of transparency and lack of clarity. One day they say this, the next day they say that, and then they go back to the original plan, and then everything changes again. Now, as far as these notes go, a lot are actually coming from Tim Cook, at least according to our sources. In fact, one of the notes they get the most often from Tim is, "Don't be so mean." Yeah, we wonder why we haven't seen this streaming service yet. We've been talking so much about 5G for phones. Forget that. Here's something that's going to impact us all. USB 4. Yep, after we've just gotten used to USB 3.0, here comes number 4. Now, we've already heard about the 20 gigabyte speed for USB 3.2 connectivity, but hey, that's old news now. Unveiled at a Taipei event yesterday, the next generation USB will give us 40 gigabytes of speed. Probably hence the 4 there. Plus, as an added perk, believe it or not, USB 4 is also going to support Thunderbolt. Their end goal, obviously, is for USB 4 to be your hub of all your wire connectivity options, including PCIe plus DisplayPort devices. Now that I got you all excited, I bet you're saying, okay, when's it coming? Yeah, we don't quite know that yet. All we got from the USB promoter group is they'll be sharing more details later this year about the launch date. Looks like Twitter's got a couple of new tricks up their sleeve, one that could be kind of handy. Seems they're testing right now a new option to let you hide replies to tweets. Yes, this would be very nice, particularly when you get those tweets and then somebody just completely loses their mind, and then everything just goes to hell in a handbag. You get the bickering between respondents, you know how it is. Well, now Twitter is looking to give you more control over what happens in your timeline. Now, like anything that's in beta, no, it probably ain't for you and I just yet. Only certain people are having this option right now, but according to Twitter, if everything goes well, we all should be having the feature sometime in the near future. And finally, now think to yourself, who is the last people you would think about using pirated software? How about the cops? Yeah, I wouldn't think about a police department using pirated software, but apparently that's what's happening up there in Canada, eh? Yes, the Winnipeg Police Department, they use a type of software, I guess, that encrypts their radios to stop the public from listening in on their conversations. Problem is, though, that encryption software, it was pirated. Now, no, this isn't exactly the police department's direct fault. It's actually the guy that's doing all the encryption for them. That would be their manager of updating all those police radios. Well, he's under arrest now. Bigger question is, though, how did they find him out? Well, apparently he got this software from a person who's actually considered by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security a security threat. In fact, way back in 2011, this security threat dude allegedly obtained millions of dollars worth of illegal software and instructed city employees to use it. Lo and behold, it made its way up north, and I guess this guy said, well, that's a good deal. I'll just use it. You gotta really think, how dumb is this guy? Here, let me try illegal software on the cops, see if they find out. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website. Yes, indeed. You can find all the great BTN podcasts over there. You can subscribe to them there. We're also on iTunes and other podcast platforms as well. Give us a like on Facebook and give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech Network on Facebook and British Tech on Twitter. And join our BTN community at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be part of our techie geekiness that's always going on over there. Join in right now at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday ahead. And thank you so much for listening.